Hey, how you doing, Dan?
Doing great, John. How about yourself?
Oh, just peachy. Hey, I just wanted to welcome everybody. This is the kind of the premiere episode of the TE podcast. This is your host, John Olson, and your other host, Dan Moses. Say hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, cool. Okay, so basically this is the idea for this thing. We're going to, me and Dan are going to chit-chat every week, kind of, you know, to piggyback off of Hit Exchange News, where we're going to chit-chat about what happened in the traffic exchange industry in the past 7 days. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee if you got your iPod. Make sure it's, you know, a nice calm volume, and you can sit back and listen to what Dan and I are going to chit-chat about. The first thing that I wanted to talk about was obviously, you know, this is, you know, March, what, 23rd? So I just got back from Dallas at the Focus Seminar in Dallas. If anybody got a chance to check out the recording of this thing, it was pretty traffic exchange centric. So Dan, you got a chance to watch the live stream. What'd you think of the seminar?
I thought it was awesome, John. I mean, I felt really left out that I wasn't there, and I wish I could have gone this year. And you know, I feel a little down that I missed it, but it was amazing that they did do a live stream, and that's definitely a first. And I missed quite a bit. I'm going to get the videos on it. I believe those will be for sale somewhere in the future. But it was awesome. I mean, you tell me. I mean, did you have a chance? You probably sat down a lot of roundtable meetings, and you know, I did hear a lot of people mention the traffic exchanges, and you know, I'm really excited for what that brings for the future for us.
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool because, you know, I'm not going to say everybody was talking traffic exchanges, but you know, 80% of the speakers mentioned it in one form or another, and you know, every roundtable that was there, that was really cool too. We all got to sit down and chit chat with each other throughout the weekend, but everybody was asking questions, dude. I mean, that was what I thought was the best thing about that weekend, was that the questions were being asked. And a year ago, I mean, you and I first met actually at the last year's seminar in Dallas, and I mean, if you remember, I don't think anybody mentioned them once.
No, you know? Not really.
So that it was just a big change from, you know, a year ago, and I think that says a lot about, you know, the owners and the surfers in this industry.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's funny that I was watching the first one, or I think it was right after Robert Putty spoke, and I forget the gentleman, but I wrote down, I took notes on, he was talking about the five traits of all wealthy internet marketers.
Right.
And, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, he mentioned, I'll just go through them real quick just to throw out some stuff, but he's talking about having a burning desire and specialized knowledge, personal discipline, decisive in nature, in mastermind groups. And that really brought to light to me that, you know, I need to get more involved in more mastermind groups, because that's when you can really put a lot of good heads together, you know, and come up with ideas and help each other. So, I mean, that even that right there that I took out of, you know, a 20-minute minute of time that I sat down and watched that was fantastic, just to help my business and, you know, what I have going on. And that was only, you know, 20 minutes worth. So I can't imagine what you got sitting there for 3 days straight. And like I said before, I look forward to the videos.
Cool. Yeah, no, it was amazing. Just, you know, I mean, the one I went to, the first one in Charlotte, I mean, you know, Gary Ambrose mentioned this one little tip, and it kind of changed the way I run I Love Hits and SWAT traffic and so on. So it's amazing the little gems you get from coming to these things. You know, if you get a chance, for sure, go to one, you know, and you mentioned mastermind groups, you know.
Definitely.
Check your local area, because they're happening all the time.
Yeah, I heard you talking on SWAT last night, and it brought back memories when I came back last year. You get overloaded, and it's not so much, you know, what's out there and what you can be doing. It's, you know, what you want to implement for your business. I mean, there's so much that, you know, needs to be done, or you could add, or little tweaks you can change, or, I mean, one idea you hear can make a difference and double your income. And the people you meet, obviously. I mean, the joint ventures and the deals that you can put together, and just really getting yourself out there, it's awesome.
No, for sure. Cool. So, I mean, you know, let's bump heads a little bit here and chit chat about the past 7 days or so in the wonderful world of traffic exchanges. The first thing I wanted to talk about, I kind of wanted to give a special congratulations and way to go to Soren Jordanson from Dragon Surf. I don't know if you saw, but this guy has got 5,000 members in Dragon Surf in under 4 months.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm not sure what you attribute to that personally. I mean, I don't know if you want to get into that. I think a lot of it has to do with, obviously, he's got a background in marketing. But I think his commissions, I mean, I know we kind of see different heads on that, but I think because he offers large commissions and he has a good structure in his downline and, you know, his whole program in general, it's very attractive to the whole market, and people love to promote it and just get active. It's a great program.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I just love the look of it. I think Soren's kind of really embraced the concept of, you know, having a theme kind of traffic exchange and really doing a good job at designing it. And of course, I mean, you know, like, see, I don't really mind the commission. Trust me, I like getting commissions. I mean, you know, I'm always saying, hey, Dan, send me my page swirl commissions. You know, I don't mind that. It's just, you know me. I mean, I'm you know, kind of like the gray area. I'm just like, oh, you know, can we do this? Can we not? I'm always, you know, so concerned about it. But, I mean, if you do it right, I mean, obviously, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting topic to go over, you know, the difference of how you've positioned SWAT versus Drag and Surf, you know, versus 4x4 hits, because we launched them all pretty much within the same month, and where each of them are at based on, you know, who's paying what, who's offering, who's not. I mean, it'd be an interesting topic just to spend half an hour talking about that sometime, too.
There you go. So there's a future episode of the podcast. We're getting content just chit-chatting.
We could talk for hours. You know that, John.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Just if everybody's listening, I'm just, you know, we're not going to go on for an hour and a half each week because, you know, podcasts, one of the tips I learned at the Dallas seminar was to keep these things short and sweet. So, you know, expect every week that we do 10 to 15 minutes of, you know, chit-chatting, because if Dan and I get going, we will bore you to death.
Hey, well, let's talk about your focus article that you put out in the hand. That was good advice, like always, and you mentioned that last night as well, how important focus is.
Yeah, I mean, it's what I call the dirty little F word, right? I mean, especially in the business we're in, it's because, you know, if you're surfing the traffic exchanges, you're bombarded with deal after deal after offer. And it's, you know, I got off the phone with this lady yesterday, and she's like, you know, I've been in this for a couple of months, and I've spent, you know, thousands of dollars, and I'm joining this program. I'm just like, you know, I feel bad. I'm just like, you know, you gotta keep focused. You gotta kind of have your laser eyesight targeting what you want to accomplish, and don't let anything else get in your way. And then that is honestly, that's a really big challenge for people.
It is, you know, and that brings up an idea of mine that popped in my head real quick. And I don't know how you started online as far as how much money you had available. But I almost think the people with the lowest amount of money, and now don't get me wrong, this could be wrong, or this might not be completely right, because if you do have money, obviously you can leverage that more effectively. But for me personally, I didn't start out spending hardly anything. I mean, I was online for a year and a half downloading, you know, what I could get for free and learning as much as I could before I ever bought an ebook. But that gave me advantage to learn what I wanted to focus on, and once I did start focusing, then I found out how I could make an income and started to develop that. But in her case, it worked to her disadvantage, because with so many offers and with money available, you are going to spend that and you are going to buy into everything, you know, if you're not smart about it and you don't know how to focus. And you're going to end up losing out, and that loss is going to hurt you, where with me it was more my time involved. And, you know, because of the lack of money, I think I actually came out ahead in the long run. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's you know, that's kind of what the strength of the traffic exchanges are, because we do cater to the people that, you know, may not have – you know, $100 million to invest in their business, but they have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, my experience, what I did when it came to focusing is I decided, you know what, I'm going to do my best to build my brand and my business around traffic exchanges. So, you know, I slowly cut out all the stuff that had nothing to do with traffic exchanges, and I set up a little budget, and it wasn't a big budget. You know, I'm just same as you, man. I mean, when I got started, I had little to no money. But I said, you know what, I'm going to spend $70 a month, and I kept that, and I didn't overspend. And I made sure I kept that small budget and the time. I mean, I invested hours. I mean, you know, too, it's elbow grease. I mean, you know, it was hours upon hours a day, but I didn't stray from that.
Right.
And
go
ahead.
No, that brings up another point that, you know, if you do take that time and you do invest that time, keep in mind that you're not going to get a return right away. I mean,
right,
it is going to take, you know, unfortunately, sometimes years and years before all that sowing that you put into your business is going to come out reaping in profits.
Yeah.
And that is what a lot of people, I think, in our industry lose out on, too, is they think they're going to make a lot of money very quickly. They see all the different ads that say you can make $1 million overnight. And it really, you know, messes with their mind that you can make a huge fortune. I mean, sure, you can if you spend the time putting in and learn what you need to learn to make the money online. But it's not. It's definitely not going to happen overnight for you.
No, absolutely. And that's the problem. You know, people expect the world in 30 days or less because they hear the stories. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's what I talk about with Traffic Exchange brand awareness, you know. It's really sticking to your guns and going slow and steady. So don't get too high, don't get too low. Just, you know, maintain, keep your focus. Make sure your site is seen today and then just as much in 6 months from now.
Right.
And that's the strength. That's the, you know, the real way to get the results you wanted. And I wanted to touch on this is, you know, what did you call it? You called it the findability factor, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's something new that's it's going to be out there pretty soon. I just put it in an article for the Nettle about a month ago. And it was a neat little idea I had. I thought, you know, if you can sit down and you can surf, you know, it could be one exchange, it could be 10 exchanges, to find out how long it takes to find a specific program. Now, obviously, if you're surfing looking for yourself, you almost need a friend to do it because the programs are set up where you're not going to see your own pages or your own promotions.
Uh-huh.
So you grab a friend and say, like I say to you, John, hey, open up these 10 exchanges and see how long it takes before you run into, let's say, 4x4 hits. And so you open up 10 or, you know, let's say you do 5 or even 1. Like, what if I say, what's my findability factor on Dragon Surf for 4x4 hits? And the amount of times you have to view however many pages where you're looking for a text link, a banner, or, you know, you see a reference to it on a web page or the web page itself, that's your findability factor. And so obviously you want a lower score. And so this is kind of a new little, you know, word I kind of coined, but this can definitely be evolved into something that, you know, you could put a material aspect to it. You know, you can come up with a number that is going to be an effective number for what you call your traffic exchange brand awareness. If your findability factor on average is 20, then that's great. You know, it takes 20 page views before someone sees one of your sites or a specific site. And if you can keep it that way, then you're going to be definitely branding yourself on a successful level.
I love that idea because I've always tried to say, you know, people are like, okay, well, how many page views do you have to get before you get results, or how many, you know, what time's the best time to surf, yada yada yada. And I always say as much as you can. And you know, with a findability factor, I mean, obviously the lower the better. So that's kind of like a goal. You know, don't settle for every 30 times, you know, get it down to 10.
And it's a way to gauge it. You know, now we have an effective way where we can gauge it and we could start rating people on their findability factor. I mean, that's a new thing you could add to the hen down the road is what is this program's findability factor for this week? And you could say on Monday morning I got up and I did a findability factor test and this program came up in 13 clicks. Obviously, they're doing a great job.
See, you know what? I think you really hit the nail on the head with this because, you know, the question I asked before was, well, you know, Dragon Surf, why has this got 5,000 members before, you know, the majority of other exchanges in 3 years can't get 5,000 members? And bang on, I think it is findability factor. So you found another dirty F word to go along with. But, you know, but
it's
I think
dirty
that,
F word.
Yeah, it's
two F's.
Dirty F words. But no, I mean, honestly, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
If you think of Dragon Surf and how Soren promoted this thing,
it
still is to this day. You surf, and guaranteed in 10 sites, you're going to see a banner, a text link, or a page, or a splash page promoting it.
Exactly.
And that's a really good model for others to copy. You know,
it is.
Not
it's
copy,
a great way
but
to gauge,
use
you know,
to their advantage.
Yeah, it's a great way to gauge your marketing.
Yeah.
You know, if someone comes to you and says, well, have you seen my page much? Or, you know, how well am I doing on advertising? Or let's say you have a client you're consulting with and, you know, you put together a marketing plan and they're advertising and today you email them and say, hey, your findability factor on 10 exchanges, which obviously the more exchanges you add, the lower your number should be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you take the 10 popular exchanges, the most, you know, effective ones at the time, if they don't come up in, you know, 10 or 20 or 30 or 40, you got to say, hey, you're not doing a good enough job. I want to see your findability factor next week when I surf Monday morning. I want to see it under 20. And if I don't, you're not doing a good enough job. And, I mean, that gives you a way to gauge it, to push people, you know, to help them promote and market their programs throughout our industry.
Yep, as much as you can, as often as you can, in as many places as you can.
I mean,
that's what I tell people. And now I have a way to gauge it, because people are like, well, you know, John, you know, great. You know, how many times do I need to promote? I mean, you're just telling me as much as you can, but here you go. This is why you need to be seen as much as you can for as long as you can, because
right,
out of sight, out of mind. It's,
right.
It's that simple.
What we've learned, too, is that it's not always seeing that page. I mean, you could see a banner on a page that someone else is using. You know, if
right,
they have a top 10, or if it's a text link, or, you know, if it's the page. I mean, there's any way that's going to put that program in their mind, you know, is how it's going to be effective. And, I mean, we teach people that all the time. I mean, you want to keep your program in their mind. I use a lot of banner advertising for that exact reason. It's not always to get new members as much as it is to get my members to go, wow, I haven't surfed, you know, 4x4 today, or, you know, I haven't surfed this program. And you get them when they see that, they're going to be reminded, and they're going to go and log in, or they're going to click to log in, or, you know, vice versa. So, I mean, that's the effectiveness of, like you talk about, your traffic exchange brand awareness. You know, as owners, we want our program in their mind all the time. All the time. So, I mean, even if we're not getting new signups for the day, it's still effective because we're getting our members more active and keeping our programs in the top of their mind.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, that's, I've always said that, you know, when you get people seeing your site, good things happen. It's not necessarily people are going to sign up, but they're going
right,
to go, hey, you know, I remember, hey, I got to surf this, or hey, I got to sign up for this. Oh, they might have a new newsletter I got to read. So there's just so many, and this is what I love about this, because I really do feel that the traffic exchange industry is maturing. And
yeah,
as we mature, we are going to be able to gauge these things and measure these things and actually give people solid numbers instead of just saying they're great for building your list. You know, now we can say, hey, they're great for doing this because, and
right,
that's,
you know,
hey,
that's so good. This is cool because we're making history just talking about this.
There you,
you
go.
Know?
Yeah, this is, and you know what? I mean, I hate to do this because, you know, again, me and Dan could go on for hours and hours, but this is the first episode of the TE podcast. We're gonna do these things every week where Dan and I get down and chit chat for about 10 to 15 minutes every week about what's going on. So I hope you enjoyed it, Dan. I'm honored to have you doing this with me, man. And you know, let's get these things out there for the world to see.
Awesome, John. Well, this was cool. Fun, man. Can't wait for the next one.
Absolutely. And I'm going to shut this down before I break something. Have a good week, everyone.